Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. This is Moushumi Das Gupta, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will discuss the big takeaways from West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee's four-day Delhi visit. Today is Banerjee's fourth day in Delhi. This is her first visit to the capital after her party's resounding victory in the West Bengal Assembly elections in May. Despite the BJP pumping in huge resources and manpower, roping in Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, senior cabinet ministers and leaders to address rallies, the party failed to woo the Bengal voters. Trinamool Congress won 213 of the 292 seats. Banerjee has met Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a host of opposition leaders, including Congress President Sonia Gandhi and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, after landing in the capital on Monday evening. The West Bengal CM called her meeting with PM a courtesy visit, as she has not met him after becoming CM. But her visit to the capital has come at a time when once again talks are gaining ground of a united opposition to take on the BJP-led NDA in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The Trinamool Congress has of late been taking the lead in Parliament also in aggressively questioning the government on the farm laws and demanding an answer from the Prime Minister and Home Minister Amit Shah on the Pegasus phone snooping controversy. Trinamool leaders say one of the reasons behind Banerjee's visit is to try and bring opposition parties on a common platform ahead of the parliamentary elections in 2024. That is the reason she is meeting opposition leaders, including Gandhi and Kejriwal. The idea is to try and build a consensus for a coalition to take on the BJP. Banerjee is looking at a larger national role and is on a strong footing after the recent win in the state election. But a lack of coordination among different opposition parties could scuttle the opposition unity. Soon after meeting the PM on Tuesday, Banerjee said that Modi should call an all-party meeting to discuss the Pegasus phone hacking controversy and called for an inquiry by the Supreme Court. On Wednesday, she was at her aggressive best when in an interaction with the media, she asserted that it will be Modi versus rest of India in 2024 and the opposition will create history, setting the tone for the role of opposition unity in the Lok Sabha elections. She said, and I quote, "Pure desh mein khela hoga. When general elections happen, it will be Modi versus country. This is our hope for 2024. The West Bengal CM, however, remained non-committal about her role at the national level and said that she has a sweet home in Bengal and will like to stay there. She said that she wants to be a leader. She said that she doesn't want to be a leader but a cadre. She said, and I quote, "Let me be that, but I want to bell the cat. I want to help all. I am not a VIP but a LIP, a less important person." Banerjee said that the situation on the ground is very different now and every regional party is very strong. If all of them come together, they will be stronger than the BJP. The West Bengal CM also reiterated that talks with various opposition leaders are going on, but no final decision has been taken as yet on the opposition strategy. One of the reasons for this is because the parliament session is on and many political parties and the leaders are busy. Once the session is over, she said that she will sit together and decide. In a democracy, talks have to go on, she said. When asked who will become the leader of the opposition alliance, Banerjee said that she is not a political astrologer. It depends on the situation, she said. All of us can work together. Anybody can become a leader. I don't want to impose my opinion. After the parliament session is over, opposition parties must meet and talk to build a consensus. Banerjee also reached out to Congress President Sonia Gandhi on Wednesday. She said that Gandhi also wants the unity of the opposition. Congress trusts the regional parties and regional parties trust Congress, she said. whether Banerjee will succeed in building an opposition coalition ahead of 2024. This is something that we will have to wait and watch as political developments unfold in the coming months. That's all I have for you right now. This is Mausmi Das Gupta, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.